Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast, The Ballers Lounge. I was unable to record last week because I was sick all through the week, so I couldn't drop a new episode. And I had malaria, but I was starting to think maybe it was not malaria at the point. Maybe it was corona, because it was taking too long, and I was feeling like the drugs were not working. But like, I'm fine now. And then I've been seeing some Insta posts and tweets that some people are starting to doubt that it is not in Nigeria or something like that. Some people don't believe it again, that it's not as serious. And most people are not even taking it as serious as they were when it all broke out. Most people don't take to the safety measures again. Like, are these people joking? Like, how can you know? Still believe it is like around. The fact that you've not gotten it or you don't know anyone that has it yet doesn't mean it doesn't exist. So like, you guys should like please stay safe, still wash your hands, use your sanitizers, use your face masks. And most people, the only reason why they go out with their face masks because they are arresting people that are not, that don't put them on. There are people that don't put them on. And also, like, I read something about the face masks, how wearing it too much, you're inhaling your carbon dioxide back or something and damages your health. If like you're driving and you're the only one in your car and like your windows are up or something, I don't think you have to like have them on, because like it's just you. But when you're in a public place, you should always have it on. But like when you're alone, you don't have to like put it on, because in as much as we're trying to protect ourselves from corona, we should not damage our health too with the old mask on stuff. So yeah. And I was talking to my friend like earlier this week, and she was like, she doesn't believe the corona in Nigeria again. That, I mean, she believes that there's corona, but like not in Nigeria. And I was like, what? Then she was like, because she has been going to the gym and all, like she has been going out a lot, and she's like, she has not heard anyone that has it, or she doesn't know anyone that knows someone that died from it or anything. And I'm like, are you being serious or you're joking? Because like, I mean, you are educated. How can you be talking like this? So the fact that some people are starting to doubt this virus being in Nigeria really baffles me. But please, you all should like still take to the safety precautions and all. So yeah, and Children's Day was on Wednesday. That was exciting because my mom had a Zoom party. I was going to say Zoom party online, but like Zoom is online. So she had Zoom party and it was interesting with the kids that tuned in and all of that. And it made me remember when we were much younger and she used to throw Children's Day party. It was just fun. And the fact that my mother was the one that organized the event, you know, there's always like extra stuff for me and my siblings, because like there's like the extra junk food that we get to eat and the gifts and the extra things. So it's just fun. It made me remember Children's Day when I was much more younger. And up until Wednesday, I didn't realize that different countries have their own different Children's Day dates. Like, I thought it was like a global thing, like the May 27th is like the old world. So I like texted my Kenyan friend happy Children's Day, and they was like, what? And I'm like, what do you mean by what? Happy Children's Day. And they was like, is that a thing? Then I now realized, I was like, oh sorry. Then I had to like google it, like I now found out that okay, different countries, different dates. Okay, so yeah, anyways, Today's topic is body shaming. Yes, body shaming. Body shaming is when you make mockery or critical comments about someone's body shape or size, person's physical appearance, complexion, the way the eyes is, or nose or neck. That's what body shaming is. Body shaming is not only calling a thin person too thin or calling a fat person too fat. When you tell someone your neck looks funny, it looks like that of a monkey, you are body shaming the person, and it is wrong. I don't know why people think making such comment about someone's body is okay. Like, you see a fat person coming and they are just like, look at that girl, she's too big. Come on, can't you see she has a beautiful face? Why can't you say that girl is beautiful or she's well dressed? Why do you have to be like, she's too big? It is wrong, and people need to stop body shaming other people. I went live on my Instagram like 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, and someone I went to secondary school with, I couldn't really remember him, but like, he kept insisting on, so I was like, yeah, sure, I remember you. He joined the live video and he was like, you've gotten fatter. In my head, I'm like, what? This is someone I can't even remember over, like, since secondary, and he left even before we graduated from secondary school. This is like the first time I go to talk in maybe 8 years, and you're coming to tell me that you look fatter. Joining my live video, just tell me that you look fatter. I don't even know where the sense is in that. Like, I don't know why he felt it was okay to just say that. But I can't blame you, because most people don't understand that it is wrong. That is what I'm doing. That is why I chose this topic. So you all can know it is not okay to go about telling a thin person you are too thin, eat more, or telling a fat person you are too fat, you should exercise, eat less. And the thing about fat people is that some people are not fat because they eat too much. Some, it is genetic. Some people, they, I don't eat, but I am fat. So if you tell me now that you should reduce what you eat, I'm going to look at you like you don't have sense, because like, I don't eat. So come and be telling me that you should reduce what you eat, it's just crazy. Like, I didn't ask for your opinion. And if we are not friends, don't come and meet me and start commenting about my weight. It is not okay. Like, and one of the reasons why you should like be very careful of what you tell people about their body is because you don't even know if they are already insecure about this body part you're making comments about. Like telling someone with big lips that your lips are too big or something. What if he is already insecure about the lips? You just made it worse for him or her. So it is just wrong to be making comments about people's body, especially if they did not ask, especially if the person is not even your friend. Don't go around making unnecessary comments about somebody's body when they did not. Like, mind your own self. Comment about your own body if you feel like it is okay. If you are like comfortable with other people making comments about your body, that's fine. But don't assume that everybody is okay or everybody is secure enough for you to be making critical comments about the way they look, their complexion, or their size. It is wrong. And if you are usually body shamed like a lot, I feel like you should learn to love yourself, learn to love your skin, learn to love your size. Because if you don't learn to love yourself how you are, all these comments are going to keep getting to you. Like, negative comments that people make are going to be getting to you. So you need to learn to be confident in your own skin, be confident in your own size. So the unnecessary, unwanted, nobody asks comments that some people feel like it is okay to be making about your body or complexion won't get to you. So yeah, that's all for today's topic. I hope the people that body shame will stop after listening to this podcast. and everybody will get confident in their body and skin. Please follow me on Instagram at Debola's Lounge and at DXBola. Also, leave your comments after listening to this podcast. Thank you. Bye, guys.